If you go from driving an older car to a brand new car, it can be a little bit shocking. And one of the big changes, one of the things that you may not notice right away, you just say something is different. This is it's got that new car smell, certainly. The technology is a little bit improved, but there's just something about it. And then you realize it's quiet. It's a very quiet ride. That's because automakers are finding new and amazing ways to make your ride quieter. In fact, Ford Motor Company is at the leading edge of this. Joining us right now to talk a little bit about that and some of the other things that they're doing in regards to a really interesting material that they're using is Ford Senior Technical Leader Debbie Molesky. Debbie, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for asking me to come on.
You have discovered the power of graphene. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, so graphene is a two-dimensional organic molecule. It has no thickness. It's just one atom thick, and it's a bunch of carbon rings. And so you can imagine it being like a really thin carpet, lots of surface area. Graphene was isolated in 2004. Everybody is getting really excited about it. It won the Nobel Prize in 2010, but hardly anybody's been able to put it in production, like use it for a purpose. Mm-hmm. And we discovered that putting minute amounts of graphene into polyurethane foam has amazing properties. So we get a quieter ride if we do that.
It's like noise-canceling headphones, sort of, right?
Yes. So with a tiny, less than half a weight percent, so this is a minute amount of graphene, we're experiencing a 17% noise reduction when you look at underhood to the passenger translation of noise. We also get really good mechanical properties. So the heat properties of the foam increase by 30% and the mechanical properties by 25%.
Isn't that amazing that this material that exists was such a mystery for so long? Like, this is great. What do we do with it? And you finally found a way.
Yes. So the material, graphene, is a very expensive material compared to other fillers in plastics. And we try to get it into other hard plastics. We're still working on that, and we may be able to get there. But the discovery here was putting it into a foam really has big benefits for us at very small quantities.
So are you using this across the line in all your vehicles now?
The intention is to do that. We are starting with the F-150 and the Mustang for underhood components. So I think there's over 10 underhood components like fuel rail covers, pump covers, engine covers, places where noise is generated under the hood, and eventually you'll see it on everything.
It's one of those things that I don't think anybody walks into a car dealership and says, give me the quietest car that you have, but there's just something about getting in a car that has that that quiet sensibility about it. You say, this is a smooth ride, this is nice.
Yeah, and Paul, I think as we move toward battery vehicles and even autonomous vehicles, the idea of having more like a living room or a workspace in your car, this is really going to be a big discovery to keep it quiet so that you can focus on what you want to focus on.
That's right. You're not even going to feel like you're in a car anymore.
Yes.
Neat stuff. Well, hey, we appreciate you joining us this morning. It's really interesting stuff. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
All right, take care. Bye now.